Yo, you lie.
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Joe Dirt. You are tuned in to Dirty World on Blackout Radio. Now, today I have returned for that Motivational Monday. I had the guest, the Heat Seekers, and my boy Tigger Merc out of Hub City, and then, of course, BZRMG. But due to this COVID-19, this coronavirus, everybody's been under a little pause and readjustment. So we gonna get it straight back to the listeners. Callers, if y'all there, let me know what's going on, how y'all been. I know it's been a long time since the holiday, child. Talk to me.
Callers. Give me 1 second. I got a screen. You keep talking while I scream, bro.
Okay. But in the meantime, in between time, for those who don't know, for those who ain't with it, Joe Dirt, the founder of Verbs Up Magazine, we are nominated for Media Outlet of the Year at the Southeast Independent Awards in April in Atlanta, Georgia. And we're also nominated for Magazine of the Year at the 4th Annual Indie Music Awards in Jacksonville, Florida, March 28th. You can go to verbsupmagazine.com. That's verbupmagazine@gmail.com for information on how you can get you a paid promotion or get your video placed on our website. We also provide digital distribution for music through Ozone Music Group, my major music distributed label. For right now, you know what I'm saying? We're going to see if there's some callers on the line. What's going on? Out? So, dear, we'll be calling. What's going down, world? I know it's been a while since I've been back, but I've been trying to get everything taken care of. Verbs Up Magazine will be sold in stores this year starting in June. We'll have performance opportunities in Las Vegas, Nevada, starting in July for Verbs Up Magazine with our tour. Feel free to contact me. That's Joseph McDaniel on Facebook, or you can go to the page Joe Dirt. That's JoeDert. Not an I, because, you know, I ain't nothing like the movie. It's all real life. We going to go ahead to that song, House Party, by your boy True There.
You ready to take one?
Talk to me.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, Carla?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Oh, I can't complain. You know, trying to stay safe out here now.
Absolutely. So give me your name.
My name is Angela Davis. I am Hip Hop Legend Positive K manager, and I'm calling in today because right now we are looking for female lyricists to take part of our campaign that we have going. It's called the Exclusive Campaign, and we need all female lyricists to go to PosK TV on YouTube and download his instrumental. We need you to post your videos up using the hashtag Exclusive Campaign and Rock the Bell SXM, and we'll see who's gonna be able to do his remix.
Okay. So can you give us a little information on Positive K for those who don't know who that is?
All right. Back in the 90s, Positive K, he had that Grammy song called "I Got a Man." What your man got to do with me? Take you back some. He's back out with new music, and like I said, right now we're working on the Exclusive Campaign, and we're looking for female lyricists to do the remix with him. So we're basically giving unsigned artists a chance for the world to know who they are.
Well, that sounds awesome. Does Positive K have something out right now that you guys are promoting?
Yes.
Can you tell everybody where they can find that?
You can go on any of your music play stores, Google Play, iTunes, anywhere. It's all over everywhere.
Okay, awesome. So, once again, what exact type of style are y'all looking for when it comes to female singers? Because there's a very big array coming out.
No, lyricists, rappers. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're looking for female lyricists, rappers.
Oh, okay. I was looking for some wordsmiths and stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Is there a particular style you guys are looking for? Like a Queen Latifah or a Missy or anything
like
that?
It's all about if you can flow with the instrumental that he got, you post your video, and we'll go from there.
Okay, that sounds awesome. Well, can you let the people know where they can find you and Positive K, and once again let them know where they can submit their information?
On Facebook, you can find Positive K at Positive K Branding. Instagram is positive_K_, and that's the same for Twitter. And you can find me, Angela Davis, at Facebook.
Okay, awesome. Well, I appreciate you so much calling in, Ms. Davis. And always remember, keep it clean, because it's a dirty world out there.
Yes, it is.
Awesome. Thank you,
right,
ma'am. Next.
Yep. Yes, and you enjoy your day.
You too, ma'am.
Okay.
314-814.
314, you in the dough. Talk to me.
Yo, what's going on? It's Rip James.
What's going on, James? How you feeling today, G?
Oh man, I feel pretty good. No complaints from like Ice Cube. Today's a good day.
Oh, man, that's awesome. That's awesome. Every day got to be a good day. So what you got going on, James? Talk to me.
Let's see. The new project dropping out, Rainy Days, not a date set, but it's coming. People waiting on that. If you ain't familiar, I'm in Rip James. I'm in a play called Real Life. It'll be here in St. Louis, the Grandel Theater, June the 25th through the 28th. I have the lead role in that also.
Wait a minute. You're going to the, you said you were in a play?
Yeah, I'm in the play. My fault. I talk fast.
Okay. So, if you don't mind, James, what you doing in the play? Fill us in on that.
All right, my name in the play would be Ray. I'm the guy, the lead role. It's basically talking about Ray's life, being a young black male, growing up in an urban city, dealing with different problems in life, like with his kid and incarceration and changing his life, you know what I'm saying? Different situations, how you handle it. And it's pretty dope, man. It's like, it's called a hip horror. It's like an opera.
Oh, a hip opera.
Yeah.
Okay, that's dope. So, I'm a fellow thespian myself. Can you give those who are in the music industry that have been thinking about getting into film and theater and things like that, what has been your experience transitioning from music to theater, and what encouraged you to actually get into that?
Okay, I'm gonna start off with the second one. What encouraged me to do it, man, was honestly, I always loved movies. I always wanted to be in some type of background in that in my life. I started doing play when I was a kid, but really pushed me when I seen Tupac in theater. From him being the artist he was to him really acting, that part of him really being a good actor as never being a good rapper. And it's like, man, don't be afraid, man. You can do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, take that leap of faith. You'll never tell nobody what you can't do. I went tried out for a play years later, and I got a role. It wasn't the biggest role. It was a role, and I worked my way up, man. So dedication, working hard, and keeping your faith, man.
Okay. And how was the transition into music? Was it something, were you skeptical at first, or was it something you just really, you know, you've always been like tell us exactly how you got into, you know, involved in actually, you know, theater itself.
Okay.
and acting.
Okay, well, I got into acting when I was in grade school, you know, doing a couple plays though, but when I stayed in Tampa, Florida, it's my second home. So when I moved back home to St. Louis, it was I have a good friend of mine, like a brother. He's like, man, the play coming up, you should try out for it. I'm like, man, I ain't gonna do that. I don't know how to act like that. I want to, but I was nervous. He said, man, just do it. So I walked to our room. There's like eight to ten people there. And they told me to recite the lines and do a freestyle and rap. And I did it, and I got the role. But you know what it was, though? It was someone telling me don't do it. That was the devil trying to stop your blessing. So anybody listening out there, if you ever have a gut feeling that you don't want to do it because it might be the thing that's going to change your life because the devil will try to stop your blessings. You got to open up and realize, man, you got to take that step. Break that
Amen.
Shield.
Amen. Amen. So it was something deep down in you that was like, no, I ain't going to do it. So what do you think that was, per se, other than the devil? Like, do you think it was something like, you know, when you were younger, people used to clown? Because I know me personally, when I was getting into theater and things like that, people being black and, you know, in the 90s, in the school in the area that I'm from, it's not necessarily seen as a good thing. So some people, you know, the peer pressure can deter you from that. Did peer pressure have any effect, or was it just that inner voice that you heard?
It was the inner thing too, man. It was like peer pressure, like what people going to think of me. But I never thought of that. But just that moment, I was like, man, what, you know what I'm saying? But it was the other way around. People embraced it. People were like, man, you got balls to do that. You always been different. I always have, you know what I'm saying? It's good to be different. Don't be afraid. You got kids out here committing suicide because people make fun of them because they don't have the strength to be different or be who they are. You know what I'm saying? So the weak mind ain't really the, you know, the strong minds out here that we really think they're making fun of people are the weakest ones. You know, the bullies need to stop. So, you know what I'm saying? I just had to throw that out there. But, yeah, man, don't fur. For it's not an option in life no more, y'all. Y'all just go for your dream. It's what you want to do, and it's what you feel in your heart. You do it. Go for it. No matter what nobody says, think, do it.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so can you tell the people from the top where they can find you? Can you introduce yourself for those who are just tuning in as well? Let them know where they can find you, and let them know of this awesome play, this act that I'm actually looking forward to seeing you in. Let them know where they can find you.
Okay, you can find me on Instagram, The Real Rip James. You can find me at our website, www.jcrazy/entertainment.com, www.ripjamesmusic.com, Twitter, Rip James Music. Also, every Saturday from 4 to 7, you can catch me on the radio. You know, we got our own podcast, too, checking in with The Real Cookie. And June 25th through the 28th, you can catch me live on stage as Ray. It is called Real Life Hip Horror. I can't never get that word. I hate that word. But it's a dope play. It should be seen. It's going to be dope, man. So I'm excited myself.
Okay. Well, we definitely appreciate you calling in, The Real Rick James, in case y'all don't know what his name is. It's Rick James, bitch.
R.I.P.
Yeah, man.
R.I.P. James.
R.I.P. to the legend, R.I.P. Well, we appreciate you calling in, James, man, and always remember, keep it clean because it's a dirty world out there.
I got you. I hate that nasty stuff, man.
It's all good, G, man. We really appreciate your time. Appreciate you promoting what you got going, man. Many blessings to you.
I appreciate it. You too. I appreciate what you're doing, brother. Love.
All right. No doubt. 100. Next caller.
Ready for the next?
Yes, sir. We're going to the next call.
504-475.
504,
yeah.
Huh? What? With the 504, huh?
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going down, you know?
All right. How y'all doing today?
How we doing, all right? How about yourself, brother?
All right. I'm cool. Out here in Louisiana.
Awesome.
Preparation.
So tell us who you are and where you're from and what you got going, brother.
Yeah, I'm Artistic Domino, originally from New Orleans, a state in California. Worked my way up on this music scene with my partner, Big Hollis. I watched him in the studio when they had the 98 music going out there with the Bay Area and Sacramento. And my family, yeah, I watched them do the buttons so I could learn. So I got up there. I was making beats since I was 16. So I'm 44 now. Yeah.
Okay. So what is it exactly that you do?
A music producer and a developer artists now.
Okay. Okay, can you introduce yourself as your name so if people who are just tuning in, who are just tuning into the radio show, can you let them know your name and where they can find you at, brother?
Yeah, my name is Artistic Domino. You can look me up on IG, Artistic Domino, and Facebook, Art Domino 1. And all the music online. On all retails, you go. I got a link on there in my bio. You can go to for all the music.
Okay.
I got a clothing line, a Black Block clothing line, excellent to shoes. You can buy beats on there at Beat Store, Artistic Domino 1.
Okay.
Got a lot going on. I got an album coming out. Artistic Knocking Beats. Yeah. And y'all can check out my artist Lil Chu IG page, Daryl Sav Entertainment. He got we just put out a new mixtape with some of my beats on there on Sprinterella. Check that out. It's called Dedication.
Okay. Definitely. So, Artistic, what made you become a producer? What influences do you have?
My first cousin, and I got two first cousins in the same family. There's a Fast Domino, my first cousin, and Master P is my first cousin on a different side, on another side.
Okay, that's what's up. No Limit for Life. You feel?
Yeah. Yeah.
No Limit for Life. So, are you looking for show? No Side to the Bottom, all the way.
Oh,
Uptown to the Bottom. So,
Beats by the Pound. Beats by the Pound inspired me. So, I feel like I was my own Beats by the Pound. I didn't produce
that's
like 30 people out my lifetime. Yeah.
Okay. So, are you looking to start working with new and up and coming artists right now? Like, what are you looking into getting into within the next fiscal year? Well, within the next quarter, because quarter one is about to come up to an end. What do you have coming up that artists can prepare for? How can they get a hold of you and possibly get some of those fantastic NO style beats?
Yeah, they could DM me at Artistic Domino 1 or Facebook or Art Domino 1.
Okay, so are there no projects they can get a hold of? Any new styles you're looking, any type of artists you're looking to work with, or anything like that? Let them know so they can know. So that way, when they hit you, they don't be just like, I'm just hitting you for no reason. Let these people know what you're looking for, OG.
I'm just looking for R&B rap type, that's where I'm in to do my beats,
Okay, yeah. So to like an August Alzina type.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
it's like gumbo, because I've been in the West Coast and out here in the South, traveling back and forth,
Okay, definitely. Well, as y'all heard, that's Artistic Domino. He said you can reach him up in all platforms, Artistic Domino. Like he said one more time, let him know where you're coming from. Let him know what you're doing, man, before you get off this line and get to where you're going.
Yeah, I'm coming out of Louisiana, New Orleans, getting it in. And let me know if y'all need artist development. If y'all far away, if y'all can't make it out here, we could do via mail like that and get all the paperwork done and everything. And I got BMI. We could do it.
Mm. See, y'all heard that? It can be done.
Yeah.
Coronavirus or not, inside or outside, it's gonna be done. Appreciate you calling in there, Domino Man. And as always,
already.
Keep clean, because it's a dirty world out there, G.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Joe Dirt. Shout out to Black Eye Radio, Black Tear, and everybody that's doing their thing.
For sure, man. We appreciate the shout out, man. And keep it clean, man.
Yes.
Be sure you use the wipes and that lifestyle purposely, man. I don't want you catching that COVID-19, man.
Already, I'll be using rosemary and lavender. Kill the germs.
Oh,
know?
Man. natural way to go, man. We will be returning back on Wednesday, man, so be sure to tune in on Wednesday. We'll be Wednesday, 8 p.m., 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, man. I appreciate you, Domino.
You're welcome, sir. Yeah, I was blessed.
All right. You too, G. Right. 100.
Yep. 100.
All right. So now we going to step into some music, because I know y'all been waiting on that for a little bit. We going to step into that P. Chase. Get it right.
Ready for the next caller?
Yeah. If we got to the music ain't up yet.
646-64 Oh, you're not done yet, sorry.
No. Is the if the music up, let's roll into Get Right if it's up.
Not yet.
Okay. Let's roll into the next caller.
646-673
New York.
Yo, what's up, baby? What's up? This is Sean Feller, NYC SX Energy Drinks. Been an entrepreneur for 10 years. Former IBO of Amway, now independent operator. How y'all doing today, man?
Man, we doing wonderful. How's the weather up there in NYC, man?
Oh, it's getting rough with that coronavirus. We're in a state of emergency, man. Everybody's panicking, going crazy. Stocks, it ain't stopping my business with SX Energy Drinks. Unfortunately, I'm supposed to do a show March 13th in Philly with Nonstop Entertainment with Joe Santana, promoter. That's canceled due to the virus. Supposed to do a little show April 4th with the Inner City Kids with my man Chaz Green. That's canceled. That's not stopping my flow, man. Things happen. Anybody can still order SX Energy Drinks. You can call this number, 1-800-235-6500. Again, call 1-800-235-6500. Ask for distributor Sean Felder. Please, 12 is in the case. Please use your debit and credit card only. Debit or credit card only when you order 12 in the case. And also check out my website, www.applebeerlifestyleblogspot.com. You can also check me out on social media on YouTube, Sean Felder, Essex Promotions. I want to shout out my Essex Model of the Month, Honda Harley Girl. Honda Harley Girl is a biker, originally from South Carolina. I met her at Black Bike Week 2018. She's now in Miami. She did a nice video drinking the Essex Energy Drink. Check out her video on YouTube. She's an Essex Model of the Month. And also want to shout out my PR DJ, Kate Nikki. She's a DJ, model, and author. She just had a four-year anniversary this past Saturday at a club as a radio disc jockey for Let's Be Clear Radio. Want to shout them out for a four-year anniversary, 4 years of business.
Congratulations. Congratulations, brother. Now, I have a question. Now, what's your energy drink? A lot of artists are looking into, I know me personally because I am an artist, but I know a lot of artists are looking into how they can get sponsorship from a company like yours. Can you let them know what they need to do, what steps are required in order for them to obtain sponsorship from you guys?
Well, here's an example. I have two rappers that help me out with Essence Drink. One is named Crazy Harry, and, of course, Nikki. What they do is, like, they got their own network. They can drink the drink, you know, show it to the public, do some YouTube videos to let people know about the drink, explain what the product is like and stuff like that and everything. Or sometimes they order a case themselves. They can showcase the drink during their video shoots or shows. But see, the thing about it, you just got to be patient, you know what I'm saying? It's not always about the money to get people to buy the samples. You got to let them try the sample first, let them know if they want to buy the product or not. It's all about networking, man. So, like, when I first started, I'll give you an example. I remember I did an industry show with my man DJ Cal. He used to host the industry talent shows at a place called Bowery Poetry Club. I used to talk about the drink and showcase the drink. I tell people, if you want to buy it from me, let me know. If not, I have my little table set up. I used to bring like a case. I used to charge two a can. But the key is let them try the sample first. If they like it, cool. You may have something going. If they don't like it, then, hey, you can't force everything. You know what I mean? So the key is networking. You know, just buy a case. You know, of course, like 25, 26. Think of where you want to put, where you want to sell or try to at least go know a place where people may try energy drinks. You got to be smart about this. You know what I mean? It could be a gym. Everybody likes to work out. Let them try a sample, see if they like it or not. It could be a school game, you know, high school basketball, football game. Let the coach try the drink. He may say, hey, I may want you to be a vendor and help sponsor my events with the energy drink. You know what I'm saying?
It could be in a community event, you know, let the community advisor say, hey, I like this drink. You want to be a vendor for my event? So you got to be smart and know where you want to go. I just did a vendor for Howard University's homecoming from a radio station. I was out there with my case. I had people try the sample. Most students like it. Some brought it. Charged like two or three a can. So, you know, college students like to drink, you know what I'm saying? So it's all about knowing where and who you're trying to target. That's basically it.
Okay, so you guys heard that, you know, he gave you the information on where y'all can reach out to him at. I'm pretty sure that they're going to be looking for people to help and be ambassadors, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Matter of fact, since 2010, I had over 130 models worldwide model my drink. So I got a couple more models ready to model my drink. So that's in the works. Also, I'm getting a front cover of a magazine called i2 Digital for the second time. That's in the works. Also, Up Next Magazine. I was on their front cover of the October 2017 issue. They're going to do an Essex ad. Also, I got an Essex ad with Shazzles Magazine with my 2019 Model of the Year, Sarah D. Graff, a lovely Canadian model you can check around on social media. So sometimes it's all about relationships, and also advertising is the key, because if you want the exposure, you need to do relationship with magazines to help put your business and product out and stuff. And once people start seeing your ads in magazines, they'll take a shot at you and they want to order. So like I say, it's all about networking and relationships.
Absolutely. Well, here's a beneficial factor for the both of us. I'm not sure if you know, but I do run my own magazine, Verbs Up Magazine, based out of Las Vegas, Nevada. We're nominated for Magazine of the Year at the 4th Annual Indie Music Awards coming up this March 28th. Thank you. Coming up this March 28th in Jacksonville, Florida. And we're also nominated for Media Outlet of the Year in Atlanta, Georgia, April 18th. So if you would, I'd be honored, and I'd love to feature your brand and your company in the 14 issue coming out this year. We will be moving physical copies in stores. Currently, physical copies are available online, but we will actually be in stores, starting with dispensaries, smoke shops, things like that, you know, local neighborhood stores. But then also we'll be moving into Target, Walmart, and places like that. So definitely want to hook up with you on that and link up some stuff together. You can go to verbsupmagazine.com. That's verbzupmagazine@gmail.com or .com. I'm sorry, I'm giving you the whole email. I just got excited because, you know, when anybody speaks of magazines, being that I run one, a lot of people don't understand how important magazines are.
It is. You know? And I'm going to tell you something, bro. I've been on eight front cover magazines, okay? And when you're on a front cover magazine, it's a lot of work, and people take you seriously. Oh, wow, he's in a front cover magazine, so he must be about something. You know what I'm saying? It takes a lot of work, man, especially promoting. You know what I'm saying? So I sympathize with you coming from. So listen, this email information, here's my email, feldersE1@yahoo.com. I'll spell it for you, FelderSE1@yahoo.com. Just email all your information, man. We'll take it from there, and I'm sure we can work something out.
Okay. Okay, definitely. If I don't get back to you immediately after this show, you can reach me at Joe Dirt on Facebook, JoeDert. It'll just be a picture of my face on there, and I have the Verbs Up magazine and all that good stuff. But definitely, we want to get you guys promoted and get you guys out there, because my manager, John Cunningham, he's up there in New York, so I definitely have to get out there sometime soon.
Oh, yeah, no question. Once all this virus thing slows down, man, I'm sure everything will be back in effect. So in the meantime, I'm going to work with these magazines to get me out there and also push my YouTube videos. Shout out to YouTube promoter. My video with Ms. VTV on Sean Felder Essence Promotions is over 50,400 views. That video was debuted on September 2nd. 2015 from St. Louis. Check out Miss VTV. I love a busty BBW model wearing the Essex shirts. Also, shout out Arlene Brown Media. Our interview with Arlene Brown Media presents entrepreneur Sean Felder. We debuted that on June 2012. That's over 5,300 views. So, you know, you get that YouTube money doing a lot of viewers. That helps also, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Well, we appreciate you tuning in, G. We appreciate you calling and spreading your brand and spreading your word. And you stay safe with this virus. You better lifestyle everything.
Oh, yeah, New York, man. You know, New Yorkers are strong, man, especially in the hood, man. We find ways to survive, man. So, you know, it's nothing new with us. We always go through adversity like 9/11, Sandy, and all that stuff. So this is something, you know, something new. People are a little panicky up here in New York, but, you know, we'll get it through, man. So I'll keep you guys posted, all right?
Absolutely. Appreciate it, Z. And as always, keep it clean, because you know it's a dirty world out there.
Oh, yeah, it is, man. I'm staying home most of the time myself, man. I do my little work with Essex Entertainment Computers. So y'all stay up, man. Again, check me out on YouTube, Sean Felder, Essex Promotions.
I appreciate it, Sean.
One and so. And why, baby?
For sure. All right. We're going to keep going with the callers because I like how the callers is calling in. Fuck the coronavirus. Oh, go ahead.
925-758. Watch out.
925, you're live. Talk to me.
All right. Hi, my name is MMEJL. I'm actually calling in for my artist because he cannot call in right now. He's actually in a studio session, but he's a 13-year-old artist. He always calls in. His name is Mirror Rich. His name is Mirror Rich from California. We're in the Bay Area as well as Stockton, California. He has been posted by Snoop Dogg. He's been posted by Fabby Dick Davis Jr., Mr. Fab. He's been posted by Rick Ross. I mean, the list goes on. He's a really, 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 really dope artist. He's working on a 7-song EP right now. He really going crazy. Y'all need to check him out. He's on Instagram. He's on YouTube. He's on all platforms. Yeah, he going crazy. I'm not even going to lie to you.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you guys know anything about Fizzler. He just was on there
Hold on. Let me time you out. I'm already impressed. You know, I have a 12-year-old daughter myself, and she is a great talent herself. So anytime I hear of a young person doing something extraordinary and, you know, beyond the means of a normal teenager, I'd love to promote that. So if you could let people know his name, where they could find him, and, you know, that way they know where to go and they can find out a good show at.
Yes, absolutely. His name is Mirror Rich, MeirRich. You can find him on Instagram under Mirror Rich, no underscores, as he say. He is on Twitter under Mirror Rich, _1. He has a YouTube channel, Mirror Rich, of course. He also is on Facebook under Mirror Rich. He is on all platforms for his music. Right now, like I said, he's doing the 7-disc EP. I'm not even going to lie to you. I wish that I could, like, play something for you right now. Like, it really goes crazy. But if y'all go check him out on Instagram, y'all see a little snippets of songs that he's been working on for this EP. And he is I'm not just saying this. He's super talented. And so many people are checking him out. If you guys are familiar with Jason Lee, the guy on Love & Hip Hop, he's on Wildin' Out. He got that Hollywood Unlocked. He even shouted him out. He invited him. He's going to be at the Hollywood Unlocked Awards in June for BET Weekend. He's going crazy.
Awesome.
And he's going up.
Okay. So definitely. Is there any type of work she's going to be wanting to do with any other independent artists out there right now? Like, where can they find his single? Let them know exactly where they can find it. Like I said, let them know where they could find the show.
Yes. He actually just had a show, too. He does a lot of shows, but he's on all platforms. He is on YouTube, of course. He is on his music is on. Yes. Okay. He is on. I can't even think. He's on everything. He's on everything. If you type up his name,
he's on everything.
He's on there. Yes.
The owner.
He
and
is
then,
owner.
Okay, so if
Spotify,
it's a platform,
whatever.
He owner. Bet. That's a bet. So is he looking to work with any new and up and coming artists? There, like anything he's looking for specifically? Because I know, you know, being that he's in the lab, that means he working. And if you work at that young age on spring break, you can on spring break.
In
man,
the rain.
Let's work
it's
with
raining out here.
Let's work. Okay, I would love to feature this young man in Verbs Up Magazine. If you could go to, dead serious. If you could go to verbsupmagazine@gmail.com, send me an email. Send it directly to me, Joe Dirt.
Okay.
Just put my name in it. Let me know that we talked on the radio. I'd love to get him featured in the magazine.
Okay. That would be awesome. I will do that right away. hopefully one day NBA Youngboy hear him, because that is who he – that's the main person that he want to work with. Like, he has a story to tell. This kid got a story to tell. You know, his dad right now is in jail, you know, fighting for his life. And this kid, what he trying to do is he trying to go up so that he can get his dad out. That's his motivation. He want to take care of his family. That's what he trying to do.
Oh, wow. That's a wonderful story to hear. That's awesome for him to have you, his manager, reach out while he's in the studio. Like I said once before, that just shows the work ethic that a lot of kids these days don't even understand, but it shows a lot, you know, when you're wanting to do something, you want to work and you want to get, you know, your dad out in a great situation. That's, you know, many kudos to him. Tell him, Mr. Ken, Joe Dirt sends his hi hat and about 3-4 bows.
I appreciate that. That's
very commendable at a young man his age. But definitely we want to get him featured in that magazine next time. Oh, well, you could definitely send his music there also. So next time that I air on Wednesday, we can hopefully, you know, play it for the people and they can hear what this young man has to say.
Y'all not ready
Oh, I'm ready. I stays ready. You feel me?
So you don't got to get ready. That's what's up. Yes, I'm
ready.
Wednesday. Mm-hmm.
Okay, definitely. So take down the email if you can. That's verbsupmagazine, V-E-R-B-Z-U-P, magazine@gmail.com. Send me his music MP3 style. Yes, ma'am. As always, that's me. With an E, not an I, because, you know, I ain't that white boy. You know, I'm a little colored. So. But anyway, we appreciate you for calling in. Keep it clean out there. You know, make sure you keep the lights all down because it's a dirty world.
I appreciate you. Have a good one.
You too, and I appreciate you calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You ready for next?
Is anything loaded up? We can keep going. You know, I can go for days. I keep going and going and going. Good on. Let's go to the next caller.
470-4736.
470, no, you in the dough. Talk to Joe.
What's up? This is your boy, Jay Kidd from OTS Entertainment, based out of Virginia, but moving to Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, you say that was in the ATL?
Yeah, I'm in the ATL now. Love every moment, every minute. I check on YouTube.
Hey, brother, can I ask you a question real quick? Can you step up to the mic? I can barely hear you.
Is it better?
Yes, sir.
Well, you can find me. I'm based out of Virginia, but I relocated to Atlanta.
Okay. Okay. Let the people know where they can find you all the way. Let them know where they can find you all the way, brother.
Probably Facebook is Alan Jackson. You can find me on YouTube. JK1987, that's my main YouTube page where all my music goes on. You find me there, my new song's there. Twitter, JKMyStory on Twitter. Or you can just put me in and search on you on Google and I'll pop up.
Okay, bet. I got something in I want to do you right quick. Hit a freestyle for the folks.
Hi. I got one. Yo, feeling really good. I moved out the hood. I love my people to death. They know it is true and everything that I do it for my family. My bloodline is done deep in these streets. I already know how it is when niggas carrying the heat. Fuck this coronavirus. It's destroying the soul leak. But everything's going to be all good because I put my faith in the man upstairs. He had me since day one. He gave me a plan. He's out of his hands. I know what it is. I know what it takes to be a real man.
Okay. I see your word is. I knew you was nervous because I put you on the spot. I had to test you because, you know, what they say is if you ain't a real rapper, if you can't rap on the spot. So I had to check your skills. You feel me?
I feel you.
But, man, that was very nice uses of words, being that you really were on the spot and you had to think of something really quick. So what inspired you to get into music?
Tupac. That's how far
Tupac,
I got.
I need more than that. Tell me from your personal experience, what was your first thought into mind, other than hearing a Tupac song? What moment in life give us a little bit more detail, maybe about 60 seconds of a detail on what encouraged you to get into music? And actually take it seriously.
When Tupac died, there was nobody out there that I liked, started writing. I used to walk the streets in Virginia with a headphone and an instrumental CD rapping all the time. So one day I picked up a pen and pad and started to start writing, and I fell in love with it even more. I love the storytelling. That's what made me love Pac in the first place, with the storytelling. So I started telling stories with my pen and pad, and I fell in love with it. I've been doing it for 16 plus years. That's how long I've been in the game.
Okay. So it was more or less you saw like you had to tell your story in a sense of your own span. Okay, now this is a topic and a lot of people are afraid to talk about or even run elbows across or even mention. Okay, being that Biggie, the other great legend, he only released one album before his passing, before he was considered great. Now, what do you think made him a great?
His flow. He had a flow.
Okay, but here's the thing. His songs were limited because he didn't have that many songs for him to choose from. Now, his flow was not reality. Now, the thing about it is, these days, the flow has to be reality. Now, T.I. and everybody, Lil Wayne and everybody else, there are situations and cases. People say that, they're not speaking their current life to a full extent. They're speaking their past life and lives of friends and things like that to where they read it like that. So do you think, being that Biggie majorly wrote most of his songs off of fictitious situations, regardless of whether they were real or not, do you think the lyricism won the situation of making him a great, or was it the fact that it was his delivery? Because a lot of times it can be you could say who boo 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 in a shoe in the right order and it still sound good. So was it the delivery or the lyrics itself?
It was both. But his delivery though was like no other though. See, the way he delivered his words sometimes though, it catch me. And he was real with it. Like that he rapped about that time period in which he lived in, which is true. I'm an 80s baby raised in the 90s. So what he talked about, it was some truthful, trashful shit. And that what made him great was that flow, though, because that only one person had the flow similar to him, and that's the Queen Bee, Lil' Kim. That's the only person that could
sit like
that is Biggie and her. They had the same flow and that shit. But only reason she could flow like Biggie because Biggie taught her how to flow like that.
Right. Okay. Definitely. Let's change something, because I know a lot of people are probably like, ooh, why he got to bring up Lil' Kim?
I'm saying Lil' Kim, that's no Nicki Minaj. There's no Cardi B. There's none of them women rapping today without Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim, she set the bar. I grew up in that time period. I know she set the bar. She is the bar as far as female rap that way. She set the bar.
Okay. Definitely. I got to wrap it up so I get to the next caller. But if you can let the people know one more time where they can find you at, that way they can know that we're okay. Because, your network is what you're all worth. So, one thing I love to do is build. So let people know where they can find you at so they can build with you.
You can find me on Facebook as Alan Jackson. Find me. That's it right now. I got a little lot of stuff. I'm not even on Instagram anymore.
Oh, dang. Why you ain't got no Instagram, man?
Because it's just pictures.
What?
It's all about pictures on Instagram. Everything you do on Instagram, you do on Facebook. And Facebook, for me, is more personal.
Whoa, listen. There's a theory to it, right? Okay? Facebook. Okay, wait. I forgot what Bun B said. Let me get it right in my head. How you say it? Okay. Twitter is what you're saying. No, Instagram is what you're saying. Twitter is how you're saying it. No, yeah, 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 okay.
Backwards. My bad. Twitter is what you're saying. Instagram is how you're saying it. And Facebook is who you're saying it to. So all networks are required and needed because on Twitter, listen. No. Just hear me out real quick, okay? Twitter, you can, even though it's limited to 150 characters, even though you're only limited to so many words, right, you can still just say it, okay? Instagram, in a sense, is what you're saying. So it's a picture in the depiction, because we live in a society and a world right now where people don't believe you if they don't see it, right?
Right, but it's
and then Facebook, and then Facebook is the who you're saying it to. It's the personal demographic. So all three are required in order to be relevant.
Yeah, but to say
because
about Facebook,
Twitter is how you go ahead.
Say about Facebook is all three of them put together.
Right, but here's the thing. Just hear me out real quick. Facebook is all three, but the main people, the heavyweights, they're on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, I know.
Okay? Right. So when you say that they're not relevant and you say that they're not needed, those accounts are needed because when I was going up for to be an A&R for Universal, the main thing that they told me, they said, make sure your A and B are okay. And I'm like, what is A and B? Twitter and Instagram. Regardless of how much money Facebook makes, they base everything off of Twitter and Instagram.
Really?
Because, yes, really, really. So I'm dead serious. So those are the two important accounts that labels look at. They don't care about your Facebook. They don't.
Taking a
picture. Huh?
So basically take pictures?
Facebook does take pictures, but what I'm saying is the way that the labels look at it is the Instagram and Twitter are exclusive. Facebook is not exclusive. You feel me? Because even though you can, listen, even though you can only have 5,000 friends on Facebook, you still can have a page that can have up to however many. Now, I have my Joe Dirt page that has more numbers than a lot of celebrities.
So,
like I'm saying, Facebook is important, even though it's all three, but the number two are important. So
be sure
to get with me, and we'll talk more about it. But I'm going to get to the next caller, bro, and I appreciate you calling in. Let the people know one more time where they can find you at, what your new single is, what your new music is, and how you trying to kill 2020.
20 with a bird in the stone. You can find me on Twitter. That's underscore JKid, my story. You can find me on Facebook, it's Alan Jackson. You can find me on YouTube at JKid1987. Check my YouTube junk out, my channel out. I got 3 or 4 songs on there, but my new junk is called All of Me. Yo, and it goes hard. That's how I feel about a lot of situations that were going in my life at a certain time in my life. From being in a group to being solo for pretty much now. That's all I got.
Y'all heard that? He got some real stories, so go check him out, man. We appreciate you calling in, and be sure, make sure you wash your hands with Lysol and use a hand sanitizer and spray shit because it's, you know, you got to keep it clean because, you know, it's a dirty world out there.
Yeah, I know. All
right, 100. Appreciate you calling.
All right.
For sure. All right, we going to keep rolling with the callers, man. I'm really enjoying everybody's vibe on this wonderful Monday. I'm really enjoying this. You know, nobody calling it. You know, even though that COVID-19 is got people a little array and disarray, I'm really, really loving the good vibes and the good energies right now that we got going. So please, let's roll into the next caller.
870-826.
What's happening? Blackout Radio, it's your boy Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV, Hustlers Never Sleep, Buddha Ali Promotions, representing the Oklahoma Ticks. That's Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma. Also on the line, got with me number one promoter out of New York, Connecticut, and Dallas, Mr. E. Kong, 50-50 in the building. Just want to send a shout out to everybody listening to the show.
What's up,
Right there? What's going on?
Hello?
What's going on? You on the line with Joe Dirt. What's happening?
Joe Dirt, what's happening, man? I appreciate it. I was listening to what you were telling that, man. This is Buddha Ali. I was listening to what you were telling the artists. about the, you know, the game. You know, Twitter is the high point. Twitter and Instagram, you know, that's where the pros at. Facebook is for everybody, but at the same time, a lot of it's what we call below street level. Facebook is like below street level. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Above street level is the Twitter and the Instagram. You know what I'm saying? But all of it's powerful and effective. So that's what's up, man. Shout out to all the female rappers. We got some down here in Texas, man. Butter Go Harder. You know what I'm saying? Check her out on Instagram. I got our promoter manager on the line right now, Miss B. Kong. Then my homegirl, EXO Music, Queen of the Booth. Also represent Texas, man. We got some more fire down there other than my girl, Stallion. You know what I'm saying? It's jumping dope, man. Y'all kicking that size today. I salute y'all, man. Salute Black Tier Wu-Tang. You know what I'm saying? It's a major business going on here tonight, man. It's unity. I'm feeling it, man. Keep that science going, man. Keep that going. I used to be signed with Universal back in 2001 on Firm Bungalow out of Houston. I was on the National Security soundtrack with Martin Lawrence, the movie soundtrack with this rapper named The Warden out of Kingston, Jamaica, man. So I used to open up with him, open up for Peter Pablo, Juvenile, everybody, man. I was touring with the best, man, on the universe.
Nigga, you opened up with some legends, bro. Legends.
Yeah, Take Your Shirt Off, North Carolina, Peter Pablo, Juvenile, Young Buck, man, Fat Joe. Man, we did that, man. That was back in 2001, man. After time, we were out there getting it.
Already, for sure. Well, for those who are just tuning in, let people know who you are and where they can reach you at, my brother.
Hey, this is Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV. I'm one of the hosts of Zone 24 TV. It's on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? We are on Instagram. We are on Twitter. But like the dude said, we're below street level right now because, you know, we used to be on TV for like 15 years here in Oklahoma, Texas, on Channel 50, KTSS. Also affiliated with Ion TV, the Ion TV network. So we ran a video show that came on late at night. And we had Black Tier. He used to send us commercials and stuff, advertising Black Eye Radio. So that's how we all linked in. From there, it spawned on to True West Radio with DJ Heavy Love, King Scratch. I'm also on there. But check me out on Zone 24 TV on Blast. That's Zone, numerals 24 TV on Blast. Compared to the regular soldier. Of the company, he's on top of that. Zone 24 TV, also on Facebook. You see the throwback, the videos and stuff like that, also on YouTube. Hey, man, that's where you can find me at, you know. Check us out there, man. We got you covered, man. That's what we do. We're a promotion machine. We cover the streets. Hey, man, we still out here moving CDs and DVDs. We moving disc drive, flash drive. You know what I'm saying? We passing out the flyers, hand-to-hand combat. We doing it like that, man. We ain't slipping. We ain't slipping either.
For sure. Okay. Well, if you guys are interested in being published in a global magazine, man, be sure to hit me up. verbsupmagazine@gmail.com, man. Send me your artist music. Send me what you got going. And we'll get that going, man. Let's get some things moving. This next year we're going up into moving physical copies into dispensaries, smoke shops, Target, Walmart.
Okay. Hey,
well,
let's do
like
that, man. Cause like I say, I'm down here in the chilling circuit, man. And, you know, everything in between Texas to Memphis, man, we got it on lock, man. Mississippi, too. You know what I'm saying? That whole Delta, man. And that's all that's running down here, the mom and pops. Like I said, I work for Hustle Never Sleep. You know what I'm saying? We got the Nigerian shops, the Arab shops, the Mexican shops. We got all that on plug, man. You know,
okay,
we got it going.
Houston,
so you
right?
Can push your product by any means necessary to us. We'll have you covered.
Okay, and that's in Houston, right?
No, I'm right now in Arkansas. I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Where I'm at, like, I'm like 30 minutes from Texas.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? My
that's the one place I need to get to is Arkansas. I got an artist out of Little Rock that she's actually from Arkansas. She just ain't been there for a while. Humpback Chunk. She go hard, man.
Okay.
But
so she's
from Arkansas. Yeah.
You're from the Rock.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. So I definitely want to get in contact with you, man, on a whole other level. Get something going on for Arkansas in total. You know what I'm saying? Get them published in the world, a world known magazine. Verbs up, but man, once again, let them know what your artist got going on. Let them know where they can find you.
Okay,
let them know what's happening.
Okay. I'm gonna let Mr. E call. E call, you still on the line?
That man, what is he checking out?
Call. Go ahead, E.
Yo, I was dealing with right now is Butter Go Harder. And she go heavy. She got a lot of followers following her. She all up on Twitter. She got 130 followers on Instagram. And we promote every day hard. You know what I mean? We don't fuck around. We promote heavy. Putting flies in the street. I just got a new contract today with some guys who custom made vans. They're going to be get behind them, put some money behind them in some different situations. So I want you to go, you know, y'all go to YouTube and pull up Butter Go Hard in her single car. It's a hot single right now. We're getting a lot of DJs. It's going to be the song of the summer, Badass Butter Go. That's the name of the single. Go check it out. It's fire. She's real edgy. And I'm saying no shy college girl. She's straight from the street. And she's fine as a motherfucker, and she rap hard. I put against anybody walking or talking in the street. I don't give a fuck, dog, kangaroo. I don't give a fuck what it is. We're going to go hard with it. That's what we do. So, yeah.
Okay.
Calm. Out. Peace. Better go harder.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you calling in, G. Appreciate you calling in. We definitely going to get Arkansas booked in them books, you feel me? That's an area that needs to be tapped in, you know what I'm saying? For a lot of people that don't know Arkansas.
Now, Butter Go Harder, she's from Dallas, you understand? She's from the Triple D. I'm in Arkansas. Like I said, I control all four states for our promotion. Arkansas, Louisiana,
okay.
Texas, Oklahoma, man. I'm right in the center. We call it the Chitlin' Circuit, man. Highway 67, Rock and Roll Highway. Everybody's from traveling that way. You got to come through us to get to Memphis, Mississippi, whatever. You got the pass. I mean, the former President Bill Clinton's hometown, a.k.a. Watermelon City, man. That's Hope, Arkansas. That's where I'm at right now. But I cover the whole phone, man. You can't miss me. Everybody know me, man. I'm out there.
For sure. We're going to link up, man. We're going to link up and get it in and get her done, man. And we appreciate you calling
already.
In the Dirty World, man. But, hey, make sure.
Appreciate the Dirty World, Blackout Radio. It's your boy, Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV. Hustles Never Sleep. Shout out to DJ Greg Nasty, King Scratch, you know what I'm saying? My big cousin Fleetwood in the Bay Area, Young Zeke, Snoop Dogg Records, you know what I'm saying? And that DJ Heavy Love and the list go on, man. Shout out to everybody, man. Salute y'all, man, once again. Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV on Dirty World. You hear what I'm saying? Holla at me, Kim, folks. I love y'all, man. Godspeed. Peace.
Peace.
Love you, too, G. Love you, too, G. See you soon. Hey, man. Y'all heard
already.
That go down. Y'all heard how that shit go down. We in every state, every area, everywhere you want to be. Everywhere you ain't at, we there already. We, like, was there yesterday, the day before that, and then we was there the day after that. And then when you decided to show up, we already left. But you ain't even know it, because that's how hard we work. Because we work dirty wild. We work it in the dirty world. So, this is what we going to do. We're going to take one more caller before we find out if this music is ready. DJ, that music live? Black Hill. Yo.
We'll go to the next caller. One more.
Is the music up yet?
402-681.
402, tell me what it do.
Hey, what it do. It's your boy McDread. 402, man, Swamp House Records. We putting on. It's been a minute, Black Tear. How y'all doing, bro? You stay safe out there from this fucking disease, bro?
man, bump that disease, bro.
Man, you know what I'm saying?
These niggas are stocking up on tissue. Didn't get no food. Everybody going to be hungry. But they going to eat tissue now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's going to stop something. You know what I'm saying?
Right, bro.
What's going down, bro? Right. Introduce yourself.
Whatever's
tell
going down, bro,
up.
You know, you just got to keep pushing, you just keep pushing. It don't matter. It's going to be one thing. It's going to be the next thing. It's always something. You know what I'm saying? Just keep pushing your
for
brand.
Sure,
that's
for
all.
For sure. Well, tell us what's going down in the 402, and tell us what you got going, man.
Man, in the 402. All right, so I'm sure y'all know who Strange Music is. I want to shout out my boy Strawstone from Nice Enough Entertainment. He just put down on a dope-ass show for King Iso from Strange Music, bro, the other night. It was lit. Doesn't matter about the virus. That place was packed, man. They've been pushing hard numbers, bro, out here. They just think I had Mac Lethal. They be having everybody out here. So, mad shout-out to them, bro. And I want to shout out my boy Clue and everybody from Swamp House Records out here. you know, we'd be pushing this year too with the music. And we're also offering any musical artists. I like to push a graphics company for you called Dreaded GFX that I've started up. I've been working for about 10 years, and I've worked with Strange Music artists, Brain Sick artists, Wu-Tang artists before on their album art, on their flyers for shows and things like that. We offer really, really great rates. We offer great work and great turnaround time. So if you're in the music industry and you're trying to get these shows popping and you need a professional brand and you need a professional look, this is where to go, bro. And that's on all social medias, and that's Dreaded GFX, so D-R-E-A-D. ED, just like dreadlocks in my hair, GFX on all social medias. You can find us. Go take a look, bro, and just be part of the movement. You know what I'm saying? We just want to help artists, and we want artists to help artists and support each other. It's not about money with us. It's about building. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a great movement going on just in the whole country with hip-hop. It's back in a whole great new way, and we're going to take full advantage of that. We're going to make everybody look good while it's happening. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, definitely. Well, we appreciate you calling in, bro, but we are out of time. We got to go, but we will be airing again Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. But I appreciate you calling in, brother. We would love to feature you in our magazine, Burbs Up Magazine, at burbsupmagazine.com. You can hit us there. But we definitely have to go, bro. I'm so sorry that we ran out of time, but I appreciate you for lending your ear and sharing your movement with the world.
I appreciate you for the call, man. God bless.
God bless you too, brother. All right, all right, world. Well, that concludes today's episode of Dirty World that returned on Blackout Radio. I appreciate everybody that called in. I appreciate everybody that tuned in. I'm sorry I did not have my guest in today, but I will have another wonderful, awesome, great show going down Wednesday, this Wednesday, March 18th, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific. If you're in one of them time zones, which I hope you are, please call in, please tune in, and please be there. And as always, everybody, keep it clean, because it's a dirty world out there. Stay away from that COVID-19. 100, y'all.